शलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरस्तुते गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो in Italy, we are discussing about Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Especially we explain Rupa Shiksha given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami. In prayer, and after that we explain something about Sanatan Goswami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him some teachings in two chapters, especially. He told a story, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that there was a boy whose father died, and that time the boy was very baby. His father was so wealthy and he kept something hidden in the ground in his room, but he did not tell his son because he was a baby, and he went anywhere to make money and he was tired. He could not meet his son. Now this boy became like orphan. No wealth, nothing. So he was wealthy, but he did not know anything. That's where my father has kept that wealth. So he was like a very poor baby. No one was to look after. One day a friend of his father came, and he was astrologer. And very wise, very kind to that boy. He came and told that, "Oh, why you are so poor? You are not poor. Your father has kept so much golden coins, I know. But he could not tell you all these things. Suddenly he went anywhere and he did that there. So you don't know, but I know. He has kept so much wealth for you, hidden in ground, very near in that room, this room." Then boy became very happy, and he wanted to take it very soon. So he wanted to dig in south corner of
that home, house.
But the astrologer told that, oh, I know where it is. And I was friend of your father. So I have come only to tell you that, oh, where this is. So don't dig in south. It may be that so many serpents will come and they will bite you. Don't go to western side and don't dig there. Oh, there Bhimrul may come. Bhimrul means? They will come and bite you, you will die. And don't go to north and don't dig there. Oh, there is a Jaksha. Jaksha means?
Ghost.
And he will swallow you. Oh, come with me. And he came with her. And he went in the eastern side of that room. And here you should dig. And he took any weapon and he began to dig. And in a very, very easily he saw that a very golden pot was there. And it was full of golden coins. And he became so happy. And he became so wealthy. Here Mahaprabhu is telling that who is father? Really Krishna is father. He cannot die. We are son, part and parcel of Krishna. So Krishna has kept so much a wealth in our heart. This is that true. He has kept so much wealth. Oh, the boys cannot, they should go and play anywhere else. So, who is astrologer? Like Satguru. He is friend of Krishna. A guru should be friend of Krishna. And he should know the heart of Krishna. Who is Krishna, he should know. Otherwise, how he can know all these things? He should be tattvavid. Tattvavid means knowing all kinds of special truths. He can take all the doubts very easily. He can solve all the doubts. If guru cannot solve his own doubts, how can he solve the doubt of his disciples? He should know all the epics, but this is secondary. He should have a realization, love of Krishna himself. Tasmat gurum prapadyeta jigyasu shreyam uttamam shabde parecha nishnatam. Shabda means knowing all the epics. Srimad Bhagavatam, Ved, Vedanta, Upanishad. Not only, this will not do. Most important that he should realize bhakti, Krishna love, anubhuti. He should have some realization of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, he is knowing all the epics, Ved, Vedanta, Bhagavatam. Everything. He will fall down very easily. But those who have realization of Krishna love, they have some affection for Krishna, realizing. They will be detached from worldly all things very easily. And one panted they will be to Krishna. And they can give some affection from their heart to devotees. Like Swamiji, very easily he gets. All were attracted. He was very expert in removing all kinds of doubts very easily. By seeing face, doubts used to go away. So guru will like that. So here he tells that he is friend of Krishna, guru, and he is very qualified in these things. He's like a
astrologer
also. He is the master of a khajana.
Treasure.
He is like a treasure. In that treasure, love and affection is there. And Krishna has deputed him that be a treasurer and distribute it to all those who are qualified. So, this Guru is backbone. The Guru Bhakti, the faith and the service of Guru is the backbone of Bhakti. If backbone is broken, then everything is ruined. If he accepts any Guru and he falls, then he accepts another, and he also falls another, his faith will be broken, his heart will be broken. So Guru should not be like that. We should first surrender to Krishna, and Krishna will arrange everything. Like Chaitya Guru, Krishna jadi kripa karen kono bhagyamane. Mahaprabhu is telling to Sanatana Goswami, Krishna jadi kripa karen kono bhagyamane. Guru antar jami rupe sikhaya apne. Madhya Leela 22:47.
Krishna is situated in everyone's heart as Chaitya Guru, the spiritual master within. When he is kind to some fortunate conditioned soul, he personally gives one lessons to progress in devotional service, instructing the person as the super soul within and the spiritual master from without.
Any purpose? You know the history of prostitute and Bilvamangal. Bilvamangal was a learned boy, young, very beautiful, having so many qualities in him. And he was attracted to a prostitute. He used to sing Krishna song with a melodious tune. And he gave up his heart to that. His wife was chaste, children maybe, but he forgot everything. And you know how he went to prostitute. In a day when raining day, cold day, he tried to jump. First he tried to cross the river, and he saw that there was a coming a wooden anything.
A wooden log.
And then on he ride down and crossed the river. And when he went there, he saw that, oh, very rainy day, cold day, and the wall was very high. He was looking how to go enter the room. Anyhow, he saw that there was a rope coming from upside, and quickly he took it. And when he went on the upside of that wall, at once he became senseless, and he fell down on the other side.
Inside.
Prostitute came. Oh, who is he? How a sound came? He told his
maid servant,
oh, see, who is he? He saw that, oh, Bilvamangal is there. Then they both took in the room and warmed with heat, and he came to sense it. How you came? I came for you because I have given my heart to you. Oh. How you crossed this wall very high? Oh, a rope was
hanging rope.
Let us see. And when they saw that, that was serpent, very poisonous. And he has no sense that that is rope or
snake.
How you cross the river? River flooding? Oh, there was a piece of wood. I want to see. And they went there and saw that this is not any wooden, but a
dead
body. And hot, rotten, and so much
foul smell. Foul smell.
What coming? Who you come by this? Because I gave heart. Oh, I cannot do anything. If you have remembered Krishna, he can help. Still for your heart. So, I cannot help you. I don't want you. And then he was so much wondered, and he began to try to go to Vrindavan and to see Krishna. And at last then, he is praying that Chintamani is my guru. First my guru, who?
Chintamani.
My Siksha guru. Always residing in the hearts of Bhakti. Who is he? Sikhi Pochamauli. Sikhi Pochamauli means? And very lovely, attractive. Three-folded here, three-folded here. Very beautiful. He is always in the hearts of devotees. But I think Antaryami, Paramatma is there in all. But those who are devotees, those who want to meet and to serve Krishna, Krishna may come there. So his Siksha Guru, Antaryami Guru was Sikhi Pochamauli, Krishna himself. But for the general, who is there? Paramatma. Everywhere. But in the heart of gopis, in the hearts of all Brajavasi, in the heart of pure devotee of Krishna, Krishna himself comes as a Antaryami Guru. Krishna, he gives something. Krishna is told in Gita, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Jainma Mupayantite. To whom? Satata Yuktanam. Those who want to do bhajan of Krishna from core of their heart. And if they will pray, oh Krishna, I want to do bhajan, your bhajan. I want to serve you. Then this Antaryami Guru Krishna tells something. And he tells that you should go there. Otherwise they will not tell. If you are not praying to him, he will not tell anything. Like to Raghunath Das Goswami, he told as Chaitya Guru, and also in front.
External.
Huh?
External.
No. Outside and inside. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Nityananda himself, went to Raghunath Das Goswami. And Nityananda Prabhu took all bad things. And he sprinkled his mercy that, oh, now you can go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, if you don't want to serve Krishna, anyhow, you want some happiness. And don't you realize on Krishna Chaitya Guru, then you will go to, you are bound to go to artificial Guru, external Guru. And they will fell down, so many. So, we must be very here, like sincere praying to Krishna. And Krishna will arrange shorten. Those guru who cannot help themselves, how they can help to others? If they cannot cry for Krishna, how they can help other devotees to cry Krishna? They have no thick connection, relation that Krishna is my beloved. Where is my beloved? Like Rupa Sanatana, you know, Radha Kunda Tate Kalinda Tanayat Ire Cha Bansi Bhate Premun Mad Basat Asesh Dasya Grastav Pramattav Sada Gayandav Cha Hare Gunbhanam Bhava Vibhutav Sada He Radhe Bajde Vike Where you are, who are Lalite, who Krishna? He Srimati Radhike, where you are? O Govardhan, where you are? So, we must go to them and they will help us. They will refuse first. Don't come to me. Like Loknath Goswami refused Narottam Thakur. Srila Gautam Das Babaji Maharaj refused Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. And they began to, what? Not taking anything. We will die if you are not initiated. And then they were bound to initiate them. So, we should be like that. If you are not going, and going to the gurus who don't know all these things, how they can help you? So, Guru Antarjami Rupe Sikhaya Apane. Sadhu Sangh, Krishna Bhakte, Shraddha Yadi Hoy, Bhakti Phal Prem Hoy, Sansar Jayakar. If there is a very good high class of association, then Guru Bhakti may come. And they will send us to Guru. They know that the backbone of Bhakti is Guru Bhakti. So Guru should have all qualities in him, what is told. If he has no disattached from worldly things, he is attached somewhat in girlfriend, girl, boyfriend, or he is so much attached in wealth, always he is ready, he is expert in making money, how he can help others? So Guru should possess all kinds of these transcendental qualities. So Sadhu Sangya Krishna Bhakte Saddha Jadiya. What is Saddha? First we should know. What is the Saddha? This is the seed of Bhakti Lata. Creeper of Bhakti. Bhakti creeper. What is Bhakti creeper? This can give us Krishna prema like a fruit. So, Guru must be expert in giving true seed of Bhakti Lata. What is that? Tendency, desire to serve Krishna. If Guru gives this desire that, oh, by serving Krishna, your life will be successful forever. So, to desire to serve Krishna, this is the seed of Bhakti Kripa. There are some symptoms of this. What? He will so much have honor for words of Guru, word of devotees, and word of epic Shastra. He will have so much strong faith, belief in Srimad Bhagavatam words. In the words of epics, Vedanta, especially in Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and in the words of Guru, and in the words of devotees. At that time, he has not read any epics, not Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and he has not accepted any transcendental Guru. He has heard from devotees something. But if that association is of high class, gradually they will tell everything. So we must go and associate sadhu sanghe krishna bhakti jadi shraddha jadi hai bhakti phal prem hai sadhya hai
samsara.
What is the meaning?
By associating with a devotee, one awakens his faith in devotional service to Krishna. Because of devotional service, one's dormant love for Krishna awakens, and thus one's material conditional existence comes to an end.
Mahat kripa bina kono karme bhakti nai. 51. Krishna bhakti dura rahu sansar nahi khar.
Unless one is favored by a pure devotee, he cannot attain the platform of devotional service. To say nothing of Krishna bhakti, one cannot even be relieved from the bondage of material existence.
Never. So he is telling Mahat Kripa. Who is Mahat? High class of devotees. They have some mamata for Krishna. Mamata means myness. That Krishna is mine. Possessiveness. That Krishna is mine. He is my beloved. He is my son. He is my friend. This relation should be in them. Then they can give this to, donate to others. And if they have no relation, such relation, how they can give? So he should be Mahat. Mahat means having all the qualities which lives in pure devotee. He should be beautiful. His heart should be so very sweet. He should be humble. He should be very merciful to others. So all qualities should be in him. About 26 qualities of Krishna. That is why he becomes so merciful always. If you have seen your Gurudev, you can remember how he was treated. Like children, so soft, so humble, so merciful. Anyone cannot, those who have met him, they cannot forget him. So all called. That is why used to charm all. So Guru should have all these things. If there is no mercy of Mahat Purush man having all these qualities, especially some love and affection for Krishna he has not realized. He may be very learned. Maybe learn it. He can know all Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, epics. But if he has no realization, he cannot do anything. He can fall down. You know Narad, liberated person. But even he has chance to fall down. Like our Guru, he so did. How he saw? Once Narad was thinking that I am greatest bhakta of Krishna. And he has some proud. One day he was sitting and he saw a beautiful lady sent by Cupid himself to test Narad. But Narad was smiling. I know you, who are you? You are Maya. You cannot do anything. Then he went, but he was so proud of this, he went to Shankar, his Gurudev, and told, oh, by your mercy, I have defeated Maya. She came to me, I rejected. Oh, don't tell this to Brahma and Vishnu. Don't go to them and don't tell. Otherwise, it will be very
big problem.
But he was so proud of this that he has controlled his cupid. He went to his father, Brahma, and told. Then he told, "Oh, you have told to me. Don't go to Vishnu and don't tell. Otherwise, he will operate." But he did not listen, and he went to Vishnu. Oh, he was glorifying Krishna, and after that, Krishna told that, "Why you came to me? Oh, I came to you, see you only. Oh, but I want to tell you this fact that I have defeated Maya by your mercy." "Oh, Krishna, very good, very good. Thank you." Then he was returning to this world, and when he returned to this world, he saw a beautiful capital town. There was a very good king there, and his daughter, age about 16, teeny age, very beautiful. And a swambar was going to be held. Swambar means? To select
a
husband. Narada saw that beautiful lady. Oh, he saw his samples of hands. He was also an astrologer. Oh, the husband of to whom she will select, he will very, very powerful. He will never be defeated by anyone. He will defeat whole world. He will be very powerful, having so much affluence. Then, "Oh, I should marry this girl." A tendency came. And when he remembered Krishna, Vishnu, that, "Please give me something. I want your very beautiful face. So please give me." Vishnu told that, "I will do what will be helpful for you." He did not tell that, "I am giving my face." He only told that, "Oh, I will give what will be helpful for you and good for you." Narada told that, "I have never prayed for anything. So please be merciful to me." "Yes, you should go no harm." And he went there and he thought that Vishnu has given his beautiful face. And he very proudly came in front of that lady where he was taking garland in her hand and was moving here to there to select his husband. And he used to know like this that she will give me because I am now so beautiful. So that lady was going this rounding and he was also. That she will surely, she is not seeing me, otherwise she has given garland. After some time, as a monkey he
follows her.
At last he said that very Vishnu has come and she has selected that Vishnu. He was sitting on the Garud and she gave that garland to Vishnu. And Vishnu took off on his Garud and he fly away. Then he became so angry. There is now one to control him. So now I will control. But there was a monkey there. He told that, follower of Shankar was there and he was laughing. And he told that, "You should see your face. How beautiful your face has is that, like an Indian monkey. Black, lamba tail wala."
long.
And he saw that, "Oh, it is like a monkey. Black mouth. So fearful." Then he became angry and he went to Vishnu, look at one.
and he saw that Vishnu was with that very lady. And she was not anyone, but she was Lakshmi. So he told that, "Oh, I'm causing you, that you will also be met for this lady for some time." And when he told, at once Vishnu took his maya. And he said, "Oh, is she Lakshmi? And I had that proud like a poison. And my master has mercifully operated me." Now he fell down on the plate of Nara. And then Vishnu blessed him, and then he came. And now always fearing for this. So we should not have all these
pride.
We should try to follow all the epics. Nara Goswami, like. So Naradi is a Mahatpurush. In the line, Rup Sanatan are Mahatpurush. In their line, our Guru Parampara is like that. We are like a family. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rup Goswami. We should try to follow Rup Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami. Swamiji was one of the acharya in their line. So if we are not selecting, testing our gurus, to whom I should give my heart forever, then your condition will be the same as the who took first from Bhagavan Das, and then they took from Bhavananda, and after that he fell also to Jagadish, and Jagadish fell, then Harikesh fell down, and another. So first test all these things. That this Guru can give me and help me or not. He has qualities what in Shastra has been told. And then he chants more than last or not. He has some experience. He is also detached or not from worldly, all these things. Whether he can help us or not. So he is telling, Mahat kripa bina kone karma bhakti na hai. If you are doing any work, but you are not in the guidance of such a high class of devotee, then your all karms will be fruited. Your selling of books, distribution of books, making temple, or keeping cows, schools, all will be like karma, fruitive karma. And you will have to suffer for this. But if you are doing all these things in the guidance of real guru, oh, they cannot. So Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta also did all these things, what Prabhupada did. But now we are seeing so many defects. So Krishna Bhakti, Rahu Du, Sansar Mahe Khay. They are always going to be attached more. A grihastha may be having his wife and children, but he will not be attached so much that his bhakti will go away. He will see that I am helping devotee. My boy, my son is devotee. My husband is devotee. My children are devotee. So I must help. I should help what? Krishna Bhakti. This is our duty. A father will think that if I have given birth, myself should be devoted to God. So he will support and nourish. This is not bad. But to be attached so much in them that giving up whole bhakti, this is not good. Rahu ganai etat tapasana jati na chaitya nirvapanad grihatva na chandasa naiva jaladmi surja vina mahat paj rajog sekam. साधु संग साधु संग सर्वशास्त्र को है, लो मात्र साधु संग सर्व सिद्धि है 54. No.
The verdict of all revealed scriptures is that by even a moment's association with a pure devotee, one can attain all success.
Any purpose? No. If anyone is telling that don't go to high association, what is this? They are making vows. Then these are what? Unfavorable, and this is the next symptom of a high class of devotee. They should tell, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur told his son that go to Gorkhisodh Das Babaji Maharaj, take initiation. He was so much qualified, he was more superior than Gorkhisodh Das Babaji Maharaj. But why he told that, oh, my child, you should go to Gorkhisodh Das Babaji Maharaj? You know Hridayananda? He told his disciple, Shyamananda Prabhu. At that time, his name was Dukhi Krishna Das. He told, oh, you can go to Vrindavan and go to Jiva Goswami, and you should serve him. Like, also, Narottam Thakur and Srivas, all, they were learning so much things from Jiva Goswami. And after that, they had so much superior love and affection for Jiva Goswami. So a guru can help their disciples. If he is not perfect, that go to that person. And you should not go to anyone. You are my property. Your everything is mine. Oh, this is very bad thing. A guru does not tell. If that Swamiji, why translated this is fire, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra, he could have told that, oh, don't go to anyone, always be to me. Never told. So we should try to follow his internal instructions and modes. Krishna Kripalu, Arjuna Lakhakariya, Jagate Rakhya Chen Upadesa Diya.
Krishna is so merciful that simply by aiming his instructions at Arjuna, he has given protection to the whole world.
And that is what? Sarva Guhyatamam Bhuya Shunme Paramam Bachah Isto Asi Me Dhidhamiti Tato Bhakshami Tehitam Manmana Bhav Mat Bhakto Madhyaji Mang Namaskuru Mame Vaishasi Satyam Te Pratijano Priyasi. What is this?
Because you are my very dear friend, I am speaking to you the most confidential part of knowledge. Hear this from me, for it is for your benefit. Always think of me and become my devotee. Worship me and offer obeisances unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend.
Krishna told, Krishna has told four classes of teaching. Guhya, Guhyatara, Guhyatama, and Sarva Guhyatama. What is Guhya? Guhya means?
Secret, confidential.
What is this? That all the soul are part and parcels of Krishna, myself. All are servants. Jive Sarupa hai Nitya Krishna Das. And forgetting that Krishna, we are suffering in the chain of endless chain of birth and death, sufferings and sorrows. Soul is eternal. By cutting the heads of this body, soul never dies. Water cannot touch, air cannot touch. So we should try to realize this fact. Vasansi Jiranani Jatha Brihaya Naman Garhanati Narupranam. That is, this body is like a cloth. When it will worn and torn, then we will have to give up. So, or by our past impressions, body has come. And when it will be rotten, then we will change this body. Fire cannot burn that soul. Air cannot touch. Water cannot
wait.
So, abdepto am, achidyo am, adahyo am, aklubdo asorse evacha, sarvagataha, this is sanatana. Sanatana means transcendental, eternal. And Krishna is eternal. The relation between one eternal to another, we eternal, this is eternal bhakti and this is called prema. So Guru gives this. If Guru is not qualified to give this, he is not a Guru. He will also fall down. So here, manmana bhava, Krishna is telling. Second thing is that